Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, we've got Short Time. John Taffer is on the line right now from Bar Rescue. The new season open up Sunday night on Paramount.
Oh, let's get him on. I love the show, man.
Born November 7th in Great Neck, New York. Born into a family of entrepreneurs, he moved to Hollywood in the early 70s, working as a bartender and eventually managing the Thin Troubadour in West Hollywood, before opening his own bar. In 2010, he was appointed as president of the Nightclub and Bar Media Group, as well as serving on the board of NFL Enterprises for 3 years and creating the NFL Sunday Ticket Pay programming package. And starting this Sunday, you can see him on the new season of his Paramount Network reality series, Bar Rescue. Please welcome John Taffer.
So I was telling you guys earlier, my brother was on this show, the cook up at Water's Edge.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard on him, man, because my brother's a pretty emotional guy, and he does love the people he works for.
I don't know, I want good things for Mark and Ozzy, and I've been working for them for 4 years, and they've taken care of me since I started working for them from day one. It just makes me want to try harder.
So it was a pretty rough one, man. I was worried about it because John, it can be hard. John Taffer, how are you, brother?
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, man. How weird is it my brother was on your TV show?
I heard that.
Yeah.
And I was pretty rough on him, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
But I think in the end, we finished off really well in the end. And if I'm not mistaken, he was a really good guy.
Oh, he's a wonderful guy.
Up in the end.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
no, he is.
Up really nicely in the end.
Super. He's a very emotional guy. And he tries hard. He gets upset. He gets angry. But then in the end, he really does love those people he works for. And he wants to do the right thing.
And, yeah, he really cares. He's
yeah. You, I mean, listen.
Small world.
You've been in Kansas City a few times, and you're really hard on these guys. Like, it's hard on anybody to be told you're not good and you're not doing the right thing, especially if you're trying. But if you're a screw-up, you have it coming. But it's over the seasons, 8 seasons, man, a couple people had to have swung on you. They had to separate you at some point.
No, never. I've never been swung at. I was pushed once or twice, slightly.
Right.
But no, I've never been swung at. And, I find it interesting. People know that I'm intense. And the reason why I'm intense is I'm doing about 60 days work in 4 days.
Sure.
So I'm under the gun, man. There's a clock ticking in my head every second. So I'm the one who's under pressure more than anyone else. And I got to keep them working at my speed. And, when I show up, I'm their last chance, Johnny. And I take that very, very seriously.
I know. Listen, I believe you. Look, I watched the show.
But I think they know that I'm fighting for them. That's why they don't swing at me. They push back and they're resistant, but they never see me as an enemy.
Right. Well, the only person would see you as an enemy would be someone who's just not going to try or is, stealing from the company. Somebody who's genuinely just not going to be there at the end of the situation because, look, you have to invest people. The thing you do, I think that people don't quite understand. They see it, but I don't know if they can articulate it, is you create a situation where you get employees invested in their own job in a business they don't actually own. And that's what it takes. You got to care about something like it's your own.
That's exactly right. There's one episode this season, Johnny, where an owner loses his house and takes his credit card and balances up to keep his employees paid while he's closed during the pandemic. The employees come back a month or two later when he's at 25% occupancy and are stealing from him. after he lost his house, paying them for 2 months. So, you know, some of these stories are really heavy duty this season, and it's a very heartwarming season. You know, we've all heard how the pandemic has decimated the restaurant and bar industry.
Sure.
This season of Bar Rescue really tells you the story of the individuals who've been decimated by this as well.
I'm excited about seeing it. I'm excited about the bars opening. And I think, especially after what we've seen, it's never been more relevant. Bar Rescue, Sunday, 9 o'clock, Kansas City on Paramount. The new season starts, what, May? Is it May 2nd? And
May 2nd, this Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And I didn't know this. Started looking back. You ran the Troubadour in the 80s?
I did. I ran the Troubadour back in 79, 80, 81 in that window. I also ran Barney's Beanery, which was just a few blocks down the road back in those days.
Dude, I moved there in 87. You know, I used to live at Highland and Yucca.
Sure.
Yeah. It's, sure. But, I mean, the Troubadour, that was, I mean, the Motley, one of Motley Crue's first shows was the Troubadour, if not the first show.
Oh, I believe it was the first show. But, you know, the days I ran the Troubadour were the days of Black Flag, Adamant, Fear, all that stuff was going on. And then at the same time, we evolved into New Wave, which was the Knack. And the Rubber City Rebels.
Sure, X.
All those kind of bands from those days.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was one of my favorite jobs ever, was working at the Troubadour, because the Troubadour was all, every employee was a musician. It was a very, very special place. And when I worked there, Doug Weston, who was the legendary owner of it, actually did own it and worked with me every day. So it was a great place with great history. I can remember when we let Pat Benatar and her husband sleep in a balcony upstairs the night before their gig because they didn't have any place to stay and they had no money.
Isn't it amazing?
Many, many stories like that in the Troubadour.
Man, you've got to write. Have you written that book? You haven't written that, have you?
I've written two books so far, Raise the Bar and Don't BS Yourself, but they've been more business books.
Yeah.
I'm toying now with doing some type of a memoir book.
I really hope you do.
I have as many musician stories from Barney's Beanery, though, as I do the Troubadour. And Barney's Beanery was just a local bar in Los Angeles that was built when L.A. was a bean field in 1920. And probably more musicians have hung out at Barney's over the years than probably any other bar in the world.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. The original Route 66 Roadhouse, I mean, it was the one.
That's right.
It's
sure was.
God, so much. There's so much history there. I really do hope you write an autobiography, because if you're just joining the show, John Taffer, you know him, as 8 seasons of Bar Rescue, but it's a lot more than that, man. And that's what a crazy life.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, this season of Bar Rescue, we cross our 200th episode, Johnny. So that's an unbelievable milestone. And by coincidence, it's an amazing episode, one of my favorite ever. But who would ever think that you'd make it 200 episodes in a show like this?
So no.
I feel like I get hugged by America every day, buddy. It's an incredible thing to have such a successful show.
Well, and I watched a friend. There was a show called Full Throttle Saloon. My buddy Mike Ballard owns the bar. It's about the biggest biker bar in the world. And my dear friend Jesse Dupree. And, I mean, Jesse's a multi-platinum recording artist. And so he's used to being noticed. But I watched when that TV show hit. It was unlike any kind of fame I've ever seen. 8 to 80, everybody. There's no one type of person. I mean, everywhere you go, there's no way you aren't recognized every 5 minutes.
Oh, no, I am. And about 118 million unique viewers have watched Bar Rescue the past year. So it's about a third of the entire television universe has watched the show. I'll tell you a funny story. I did a show a couple of years ago with Sheryl Crow. And we're shooting a scene where we're walking up to the building and walking in. And before the cameras are rolling, Sheryl and I are standing on a street corner in Nashville, waiting for the cameras to get going. And everybody's driving by screaming, Taffer, Taffer, Taffer. And nobody screamed, Sheryl, Sheryl.
Oh, that's funny.
And she looked at me and she said, you know, it's a fascinating thing, John. Everybody knows my music, but everybody knows your face.
Yes.
And I guess that's a great way of putting it. But, it's a double-edged sword. It's wonderful to be recognized. But it's when somebody comes up to you with a baby who's all crusted and their hands are covered in saliva and they say, please kiss my baby.
I totally get it. Listen, hey, man, come by next time. If you do another Kansas City episode at some point, man, let's make sure that we find some time to touch base. I'd love to have you in the studio. I got a million questions starting at the Troubadour and Barney's Beanery all the way through Bar Rescue.
It's a deal, buddy. I'll do it next time we're in town. And I just want to say, you know, I love Kansas City over the years, and we've shot some great episodes there, and it's a wonderful, wonderful city. I love its roots. I used to own a Lynn Dickey's sports bar in Kansas City years ago.
Sure, of course. We all remember Lynn Dickey's.
In the West Part, of course. That was 5 years ago in Westport.
Of course,
so,
it was.
You bet. We'll be back soon, I hope.
The great John Taffer. Watch for him May 2nd.